You know what we've learned this episode? A woman is sweet as pie until you fuck with her wedding. Then she'll turn on you and she'll cut you in the night.
She's my hero.
We got a new Isabel, y'all. We got a new Isabel.
We got a new Isabel.
Don't fuck with her wedding.
She said, if you're so close.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance. Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown. 90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Why do you not know so much about your brother?
Well, she knows a drama queen when she sees one.
She does.
And I have, we'll talk about this later on. I have a theory that's very familiar to enmeshed families about what's going on here.
Are you reading my family?
Your family?
Oh, I felt like you were hinting that my family's enmeshed.
No, but that's true too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we are. We love each other.
And uncomfortably without boundaries.
We love each other.
Yeah. Y'all, this is... Where is it?
Toe! This no, is toe. Well,
me.
You fucked
this
it up.
This is toe. This is fucking toe. Uh-oh. This is toe. This is toe. This is T-O-W-O.
Are you going to need a coffee? You didn't say it right. Or do you need a coffee?
How about you not patrol my mood?
I feel like you're fine.
I am fine.
I'm just saying. But you said earlier, like, oh...
I just said
I'm
might.
Trying to support.
I just said I might need an espresso.
You know what? I'm on edge because I'm worried that Moth had babies.
Y'all, we have an update for you. Just 1 week ago, the world changed literally here on this couch.
It did. It stopped. It turned around. It went upside down.
It will be forever known as before Mothgate and after.
Yes.
BMG and AMG. I need to tell you, first, if you haven't listened to any shows, first of all, I guess I should tell you the title. This is what? Toe. Season 4, episode 13, Winds Do Not Blow as the Ships Wish.
Oh, boy. That's real, because we're in a retrograde right
all
now.
All profundities.
Now. Y'all, we're in this retrograde. Don't plan shit.
Don't. Yeah.
For really
I had a really hard problem on a Teams meeting this morning.
Did. I was there, and Jake's face...
Very frustrating.
We were meeting with... Actually, pretty important people, and Jake's face kept freezing, but it would just freeze of him going like this.
Like I was pooping.
And literally.
There's nothing more frustrating than I'm freezing.
It was just this for 2 minutes.
Y'all, if you're working with Teams...
If you're on the intimate portrait, you're seeing my face.
If you're someone who works with Microsoft Teams, you need to do better. You need to make it better.
Because trying.
Anyway, what I was saying is... Before Mothgate, we thought everything was fine.
We felt safe here.
I think I didn't feel like I had fully humiliated myself in front of our audience.
Well, and that's saying something because you've shown them your balls.
Yeah, but I felt like I had a little bit of dignity left. Yours has been gone since 3 months after the first...
Since I farted on the couch. Yeah. That's really where it just kind of went out the
but
window.
But y'all, if you saw Mothgate, if you it's on our Instagram if you're not at the $15 tier, but if you saw it, you know things are different now. We're changed, you're changed, and it's okay.
It's okay.
But I don't want to experience that again. I also need to tell you, as an update, the Mothra... is not on this mortal coil anymore.
Oh, you killed her, did you?
I did not kill her. She had her fame and decided it was over. Oh. I was washing dishes.
Uh-huh.
She came out of nowhere and flew into the garbage disposal.
Did you scream?
When yes. She- yes.
Did you flail and break a cup?
And then she went down the drain, and I instinctively turned it on because I did not want to be... I murdered her. Let's you be did. Honest.
So you washed her down the drain and said, think you're going to interrupt my show,
are you? It wasn't done with anger. It was done with, I think we both gotten what we needed.
Okay.
I don't think we can move forward from here.
She had her 15 seconds.
I said, we're going to have to leave this here.
We're going to have to leave this
here. I wish you the best.
Mothra, we're going to wish you the best.
Yeah. Don't think this is going to get fixed today.
We're not going to get any answers, Mothra.
No. So, y'all, it was indeed a moth. I beg of you to, if you had any respect for us before, probably not, know that if that happens again, it'll be the same reaction.
It will be the same reaction. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just know.
I think some people said that they'd have to take away my honorary lesbian card, which hurt a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I'm pretty good with most things in life that don't, but things that fly at my face do scare me.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Bees, all those bugs.
I'm not afraid of a little hard work. I'm not afraid of working on a car outside.
Oh God. Why would you want to do that?
Or difficult lesbian things.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? If I could just be an honorary lesbian cheerleader, I'd be that too.
I think we already are. We love lesbians. We want to cheer them on all the time.
Anyway, that's fine. So Mothgate. So that chapter has closed.
Yeah. Speaking of lesbians and gender nonconforming people, Ultimatum Queer Love! Coming at this end of the month of May. It's going to be on our $5
May 24th.
Tier, as well as Selling Sunset on RG Plus, all both at the $5 tier.
If you don't know what the ultimatum is from last season, when we had classics like... what was his name? The kind of douchey Texas boy, not Cody.
Do we have to go through them? Colin,
but no,
it was something boring and
Colby. And it's gonna and be Madeline.
It's gonna be way better. Better.
Hopefully,
with
people
queer
aren't in the younger 20s. I think that's
it's different. It's different because come on. I know. I have lesbian friends that dated women, other women, or and queer friends that dated people in their 20s, and it was so emotionally connected.
Yeah.
It was like they were a 40-year-old
Y'all
couple.
Know this. There's going to be mask fuck boys out there love bombing some of these people. It's going to be... I think they know exactly what they're doing here. Basically, if you don't know what the ultimatum is, they go on the show to decide if they're ready to commit to marriage or commitment.
To stay in or get out.
Or get out. And then they swap partners, which would have happened anyway, let's be honest.
Sounds like a poodle show.
And then... chaos ensues.
Chaos ensues.
They do it like Love is Blind in that it about four episodes come out, then three episodes come out, then two or three episodes come out, and I believe they have a reunion.
Yes.
Like they did last time. Yes. And Colby and Madeline have two babies now, I believe.
Stop bringing them up. I'm going to fall asleep.
I think we follow them. I think we follow them on Instagram. Anyway.
The less said, the better.
So that's Ultimatum.
I think this one will be good, though.
Selling Sunset, season 6. There's no explanation needed.
We're going to be doing our season finale of Seeking Brother Husband with Carrie Berry from... Cara Berry from Everyone's Business But Mine.
I need to never let you announce people.
Cara Berry. Like, Carrie Berry. It's cute. It rhymes.
But people's names are... It's important.
Oh, it is important. But that's fine.
I'm glad I'm here.
I wasn't looking at it.
Cara Berry from Everyone's
Business. I'm excited to meet her.
And of course, there's me, you, and my ex.
So good.
Really giving this
really
season.
Good. Our Lindsay interview will be dropping too. We don't want to.
Lindsay from Love After Lockup.
It was good. We had a really good time with her.
Boy, she was not we did not have to really ask her a lot of questions.
She was very forthcoming.
And she wanted to talk about a lot of things.
I kept thinking that the PR person would interrupt and say, you can't say that.
I know.
And they just let her and talk,
Lindsay,
y'all.
Lindsay kept playing with her hair the whole
time. And her
time.
Face was beat. She was gorgeous. It was great.
She was fun. She's. I would go out with her. I wouldn't have her first season.
You would go out with her. You wouldn't come back.
We would get wild. Anyway, we're on YouTube.
We are. We're on YouTube.
Are you aware?
Are you aware? And
are you new?
This says our Bicurious is out. Have we recorded it by then?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
We're recording it on Friday.
Return to Amish. It's out.
It's out, and it was a great episode.
Oh, man. When we talked about how the Amish all got Dutch doored and then made a Dutch door for a house.
It's amazing.
It's great woodwork.
They actually, they're great woodworkers. And when, during the episode, I got DP'd by two Amish boys and kept popping their suspenders back.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a dream for me at all.
Why is there just, you just got a magazine with a picture of herbs on your coffee
That's
table.
Cook's Illustrated.
God, it's gay.
You have come for it before, and sissies have come for you.
It's so
gay. Don't come for Cook's Illustrated. It's a lovely experience of a magazine because it is my winding down time. Are you going to take that away from me?
No, I'm glad you have winding down time. May 7th, Drag Defense Fund. They're doing their fundraiser of a digital worldwide moment on RuPaul's Drag Race. We are going to Discord it and watch it. Poodle, is this...
Discord it? Is that a verb?
We're going to talk about...
We're going to be on Discord.
Because yeah. I think we'll need to talk about that this week to tell people how to do it, correct?
No. Because, we will.
So we'll talk about that. We'll go into more detail about how to do that on the second episode on part two.
It's very easy to join Discord.
I don't know. I'm just showing up.
Yeah.
Poodle will tell us.
I will. We'll say that in the announcement.
Yeah.
We'll use
Poodle
that.
Poodle will tell
that.
Us. I kind of was wanting to get through the announcements because I was ready to talk about this episode.
I'm also going to put something in the Sissy Squad, if you're in our Facebook group, that will tell you basically how to use Discord if you're a Carl swipe or if you're just a little scared of a new form of technology. It's really not new. You can either be on the app or be on the website.
Yep.
Very easy.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, also, Sissy's Patreon, they're having sometimes issues with video. So if you're clicking on a Patreon video on the $15 tier and it's not working, sometimes check the show notes. It's right under, when you get that email, it's the text right below it. Oftentimes I'm dropping in the actual link that you can watch there, and that always works.
Why are they?
I've been emailing them back. Some guy named Toby is trying to help me. I don't really trust it. Well, anyway, it's
Toby.
Oh, Jesus.
Nothing's gonna harm you, Toby. Not while I'm around.
Anyway. Are we done?
Yeah.
That's
we're done.
It. All right. That's the show. No, okay. The other way, let's jump into Gabe and Isabel, shall we? Again, could not have loved her more, could not have been more of a queen. And then
Hands down, my favorite person this season.
Hands down.
Debbie's a close second, but she's not going to win this season.
We must protect Debbie at all costs. At all costs.
Debbie's going to be on the second show.
Oh.
So this show is going to be Gabe and Isabel, Nicole and Mahmoud, and Miserable Bitch and Penis Obsessor. I know. It's the only thing I go, ugh.
Yeah.
Gabe, he is landed back in Colombia.
Colombia.
And I like it when she said, welcome, finally.
Finally.
I love it that, in a way, she kind of needles him because he is someone who is generally irresponsible in life. And you can see that from his mother and sister who have constantly picked up after him and have fought his battles.
I mean, honestly, I watched this and I went, a man is a man is a man. This is just another child, I love Gabe, and he's also a Peter Pan man. You know what I mean? Where it's just like, and we see that's kind of the theme of how He's one of those guys who doesn't want to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
And doesn't want to be confrontational and then just lets women fight it out and do his battles.
Which is exactly what's happening in this.
What's happened between Gabe and or Isabel and Monica, it happens between her mom. It's Monica's mom and Monica all the time.
Yeah.
It's just a different dynamic.
Yeah.
Isabel's not putting up with it.
So... They're the sister and the mother are coming for the wedding and they're having some lunch and he's like, so this Monday.
Well, not the sister, it's just Gabe and Isabel having lunch first.
I'm sorry.
I was just making that clear. Yeah.
The family's not coming till later.
Yeah.
They're planning, Isabel basically planned this whole wedding because
the whole fucking thing.
Gabe was too overwhelmed to even think about it.
Couldn't do it.
And
we also get a little hint. I bet she's so... Gabe talked about it earlier in like a past episode how Isabel got so involved in the business.
Yeah.
She has to be, I bet.
She's a doer.
She's a doer.
Yeah, because
Gabe
needs
that. I'm not... And I bet he's got kind of more artistic vision and all that kind of stuff. And
no, she's a clutch. She's good in the clutch. She's the reason things get done.
Yeah.
It's like in our interview with Lindsay, we were talking about how Southern women have to be strong because the Southern men don't have the character sometimes.
Yeah.
Have to pick up all the slack. So he's he basically is saying that he's like worried that Monica, she's going to be giving me away. And also, she is going to be the maid of honor, or the man, or the maid, the best
Which,
maid.
This
or
doesn't
best
make sense. If your mom is so close to you, and Gabe has talked so much about his mom, why wouldn't your mom give you away?
Because Monica wants the show to be about her.
And then, because it doesn't make sense. And then he says, well, she's going to give me away, and then Isabel, and she's going to be a maid of honor?
Yeah.
And Gabe's like, yeah. And Isabel's like, no, she's not.
Anyway, she's like, she can't do both, which is pretty much true. And she's like, and Isabel says, it's fine if she wants to be super sister, but not if it's going to affect my wedding in any way.
Oh, y'all, Isabel, when you kind of see, she's really beautiful and her the countenance of her face is always so pleasant. But when you piss her off, she kind of has that same kind
her
of
her eyes narrow.
They narrow, and maybe because the facial expressions are, it almost reminds me of how Yennefer would be so pretty, and then when she would get angry, she would totally like,
well, no,
it's like her face changed.
That is scarier.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
But Isabel, did you notice how her head started going
back and forth
so quickly?
I think also, Isabel does not like to have her character questioned, nor does anyone. But it's really important.
Oh, God, question Poodle's character, y'all.
And she says, yeah, they actually mentioned a prenup. Pernerp. And at one point she went, and so I told her no. And she's like, fine, sign it. I'm in the business. I do everything.
She said it not even mean. She just said, what do you have? I'm out here for the yachts or the houses.
It's the Seinfeld thing when George says, I'm going to need you to sign a prenuptial agreement to Susan. She's like, fine, you don't have anything.
Exactly.
Sure, I'll sign it. Give me a pen.
Sure.
That's basically what she did. She called their bluff.
She did.
God, she's a boss. And she's like, and then she said, let's sign. She's like, speaking of, I need a salary for everything I do. So put it up. Everything I do for your business. I was like this. Ooh,
ooh, ooh. It was great.
And he's just kind of like, yeah. And the thing is, it's interesting. Gabe is trading one strong woman, Monica, for another.
Yeah.
And that's just going to be his life. And I think Isabel knows that.
It takes a lot of work not to date someone who's familiar to you.
Mm-hmm. That's true. True.
Because do you think one day if you're dating someone and you have a boyfriend, you'll call me out of the blue and go, oh, God, I married my mother? Or is it always constantly in your mind?
I won't marry my mother. I'll marry my version of my mother, but I don't think I will because I hate so many qualities that are about that about myself. And why would I want to marry someone like that?
Yeah. I mean, I think I would go the opposite.
I usually go the opposite.
Probably in too much.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe a good middle. But Gabe, yeah, I wrote, I just kind of before, you know, Gabe's like, oh, I'm so nervous that three most important women in my life are going to meet one. And I went, stop throwing, and I'm glad they brought it up later, but I even wrote then, why is Gabe throwing all of them under the bus to one another?
He's putting the importance on them meeting and letting, because I guarantee you, when he's with Isabel, they don't talk about any of their problems, he doesn't say, I think you're controlling and jealous to Isabel.
No.
Guess what, y'all? He Chantels her.
He did.
His sister and mother, because that's his habit with all the women he dates.
Yeah.
And you can tell Monica and to a lesser extent Mom have had to put up with that.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, Monica has probably been instrumental in those breakups that she's found not helpful for him, those relationships.
Oh, yeah.
And Monica finds that comfortable. That role, and to take her out of it, it would be just as much pain as to take Gabe out of that kind of relationship. It's what you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
Y'all, he Chantelled her.
Chantelled her.
Later on, Monica and Maria and Malcolm, all three M's.
Yes, that's true.
And they are there in Colombia. And they go, hola. And Isabel goes, hi.
And they kind of laugh because they don't know, they don't know Spanish at all. And Monica says immediately, she seems sweet, but I'm sure Gabe is telling her terrible things about me.
Yeah. Which surprises me in Florida that they don't know any Spanish at all.
It depends on where they are. I forget where they are in Florida. But, you know, like we have a good friend that grew up in Miami and she did not learn Spanish.
That's true.
And her family's Cuban and Puerto Rican.
That's right.
But that was a different time period where you didn't. But
And finally, Isabel, the family's talking, and Gabe is just kind of acting like a non-alogue. And Isabel goes, can you help me translate to your family? Because I want to talk to your family.
And Gabe's just kind of sitting there like, meep, I don't want to know.
Well, because when his family is around, when these women are around, he lets them do the work.
Do the work. Yeah. And which makes sense. That's why Monica and Mom have been so worried about Gabe, if you remember from the beginning episodes, when he like got the tattoo of the girl that he was dating, because they're like, you jump into all
these things. Same patterns.
You date probably not great people for you. You get all invested for them, and then we have to come in and be the heavies and clean up the shit.
But in a weird way, it's the pattern, and the pattern and validates who you are.
And the circle goes up and down.
So, and Monica basically says, we don't know anything about you. Sorry. And this is later on, they're at dinner with Malcolm and Monica. And basically Gabe says to them, you know, this is between Isabel and I, not you and Monica. And this is what we talked about earlier when she says that. And I wrote down, you can't selectively edit this pattern for your family members.
No,
you can't.
That's a great word.
Selectively
editing.
And just say, for every other relationship I've had or in every other part of my life, now it's between me and this girl and my fiance. I guarantee you they've been in every single decision. That's an enmeshed family. So basically, y'all, especially when they are family, when you're talking about friends and that, when your sister is used to, it's Kalani and Colini. It's that kind of thing.
It's
happening.
Making me miss my Aunt Peggy and my Aunt Darla.
Who don't speak.
They don't.
So, and Isabel says, you know, I understand your doubts, but you don't have to with me. Everything is fine. And Monica's like, well, I just want you to know you're going to help him out and do everything. Basically, it's all fear. She's like, that's why we brought up a prenuptial agreement. And that's when she says again, I'm going to sign it. I don't give a shit. I'm not interested in your money. All of us work together. And Monica has the nerve to say, and this is when she goes, I'm just worried you're not being honest. And for someone to say that to Isabel means you're a piece of shit.
And yes, and Gabe is completely shut down, we should say.
He can't even say anything.
He literally, his head is shrinking into his shoulders, and he's not... And I wrote, And I wrote, Gabe, if someone is overstepping,
yep.
then you need to step up.
And I totally agree. And then at one point, Isabel says, in a play of genius.
Genius.
You know, I don't know if you guys are close, because if you were, you would know how great our relationship is. And that's the thing. And then Monica says, I only hear the bad things.
Well, even before that, before she even gets into personal, she says, I don't understand why that you have so much incorrect information.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
It's because when
she knows it's
when
Gabe
has a fight with Isabel about anything, he runs to his sister.
Yeah.
And Chantel's. And y'all, how do you expect your family members to be equitable?
I think it's good to know, like, I don't tell my mother everything that happened to me in relationships, because my mother, I know, will hold it against them.
Yeah.
I told you some things, but some things I won't, because you'll go key someone's car.
Yeah.
But I just know you're that type of friend. And who
Fuck
won't.
Fuck yeah, I will.
Whereas I have other friends that when you're in relationships or you're talking about other people, they are now like, okay, they're just having a problem with that person, but it's not going to influence my relationship with my friend or my friend's friend or partner,
yeah.
or whatever they're dealing with. And it's important to suss out those different types of friendships. And
yeah.
not one's bad or the other. They're both needed.
It's so common in the Naida universe. Obviously, the ultimate example are Chantel and Pedro, that we've created a verb.
Yeah.
That they're like, I really hope my family likes Isabel. P.S. I've only shit talked her in front of them.
In front of them. I haven't talked about any good things at all.
It sounds ridiculous, but I guarantee you guys, you've done it.
It's not just on Gabe too. I do think that Monica is overstepping and overbearing.
She's a fucking drama queen.
And so Gabe, that maybe started first, and Gabe doesn't want Gabe
yeah.
keeps silent because he doesn't want to get into that pattern. But by not saying anything, it just exacerbates that for
yeah.
her.
Anyway, y'all, she's at the end, Monica gets emotional about it because it's all at the end of the day, what has happened is even in this talk with Isabel to kind of confront her, this becomes about confronting or consoling Monica. This whole dinner. And Gabe had to go over there and go, aw, and Isabel's sitting there like this. Wasn't this supposed to be about meeting me?
Yeah.
Not fixing your feelings about me? It was unreal. If I was Gabe, and this is the problem with an enmeshed family like this. If I was Gabe, I'd be like, fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah. And what Isabel,
this is my fucking life.
But Isabel, smartly, she's the one who made her cry when she looked at Monica and said, I think you really need to have a talk with your brother.
Thank you.
And she hit on what was, and y'all, in 10 minutes, she hit on what was the core problem with this dynamic of this family.
Yeah. Also, in the end of this, I don't think there are any problems here. I think this is the last.
I think Monica is actually drama.
Yeah.
And at the fact that we see next week, she's saying she's not coming
to
the wedding.
I refuse to come to the wedding.
Oh.
This is exhausting. I know a lot of people out there have siblings or parents like this. This is setting a boundary, saying, I know it. This is family, and that the hardest to set boundaries with.
I think luckily, I don't have this in my family.
A lot of people do, though.
A lot of people do. I've seen other friends, and believe me, I've been a makeup artist at too many weddings, and I've seen it happen.
It is really hard to set a boundary with family, and it's painful sometimes. But y'all, in something like a wedding, it has to be very clear. This is their fucking day, and she's trying to ruin it.
They don't have problems, so I agree.
They don't have problems. Fine. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back now.
With Nicole and Miss Mock.
And Miss Mood.
Miss Mood.
If you're nasty. Miss Mood, if you're nasty.
Miss Mood, if you're nasty.
We're playing dominoes.
Ugh.
With Ahmed.
His brother's handsome, I've decided. Not great teeth.
I don't like his brother at all. I think his brother gives...
Oh, it's like his brother. It kind of feels like with the dominoes and everything, it was like the brother was the mastermind of this whole
thing.
Yeah,
it kind of feels like creepy to me. So he brings up the idea of leaving, because y'all remember, we did not have them last week, but
no.
she basically, maybe we did, but she
no,
basically brings up She's like, maybe we should go to the U.S. And then it was floated that we would possibly have Nicole and Miss Mood on a season of 90 Day Fiancé.
I did say that.
And possibly, as someone else in our sissy squad said, a possibly a B90 version of them as well. And they could even be on three franchises at one time.
I see it happening.
And I want to claw my skin off.
I could see it happening. Because we have an about face of Miss Mood. Because she said, out of the blue, Nicole has given up a lot and tried to move here twice and been doing this for 4 years. Maybe it's my time to sacrifice for her and go to America.
It's my turn.
Oh, you're done. I thought that was going to go longer. That's fine. I was just waiting for it.
I can't remember that song. It's like a slow jam.
It's my turn.
I don't know. Who cares? So he said I should at least try. Boy, what made this?
Yeah.
Anyway, Ahmed says, you're going to miss people. You're going to feel out of place. And I went, just like Nicole is here.
Yeah.
There is not an everybody wins situation where both these people get what they want.
No.
It is going to be either one of them or both of them is going to be very uncomfortable for a while until they learn to do this. I don't think there's any possible situation that they're ever really happy.
No.
But they're going to keep throwing their heads against the wall until they're a bruised and bloody mess.
Yes, because the brother brings up, well, if you go to U.S., how are you? He doesn't say the word, but it basically is like, how are you going to control your wife?
Yeah.
And he said, is she going? And Mahmoud says, well, I'm going to live as a Muslim, and that's what I expect
from
my wife.
I'm a Muslim, and that applies anywhere. And what he's saying there is the way I live my Muslim life and the way I want her to live our Muslim life is going to be just like we are in Egypt.
Dreaming.
Which implies the clothing restrictions.
Keep dreaming.
I know. That's the kind of part. And I think Ahmed is aware of that. But Miss Mood,
no.
She's just bright-eyed little Sally.
Oh, she's like, hey, honey bunny. She got on a new dress. She feels pretty. Playing dominoes with Big Bubba.
Those wrists are just noodles flying. And Ahmed says,
He said, I know they love one another, but as the plane would descend, he would be in shock.
Now, I think he's aware. They called him their little sweetheart. So
yeah.
This person, this child, let's call it as it is, has been coddled.
Yeah.
We know that
he's a little pretty boy.
That Buster from Arrested Development is literally looking in every time that's
Mama.
The mother.
Yeah, the mother.
Every time she's on the couch, she's making sure what they're doing. I think out of Egypt, he's not going to know what the fuck's going on.
No.
And I think the brother knows that. I think it would be a fun watch.
Oh.
So I'm
here for them to be on B90. I'm here for them to be on 90. I want them to be on for like full three seasons.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
I think it'll be great.
Weirdly.
And then they'll break up and then we'll get Nicole on the single life and it'll be fantastic.
I find him easier to watch than her.
I know.
I find her really difficult to watch.
Because the level of delusion and denial she has is on another level. And that is why she will be on Single Life and it will be of Natalie proportion. By the way.
No one can do that. No one can do that.
Speaking of delusional, Natalie and Josh are all over each other's Instagram.
It's all clout.
It's all over each other.
You know why? He was talking to Gypsy.
Rose Lee?
No.
Oh.
I think she's passed.
I hope so. Well, she is now.
Gypsy from the documentary.
What documentary?
Everyone.
Is it a documentary about Gypsy Rose Lee?
She made her, the woman made her family. It's Patricia Arquette. Gypsy, I'm going to. I'm going to say this because people are screaming. I want to say Gypsy Rose Lee.
Gypsy Rose Lee.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Well, close.
She was the, her mother made her sick for so long from Munchausen's.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a Hulu miniseries about it.
Called Dipsy?
No. I can't remember the title of it, but it was great. I'm having a problem now. I can't recall everything.
It's because you haven't had coffee and or you need a dicking down.
Shh. Hush. I'm just going to start doing that. Shh. Like my mother would do when she was trying to watch something.
Poodle, I just want you to dare to be yourself.
Fuck off.
It's on Poodle's shirt. I like it.
I don't know. I was going to say.
I like it. Show the intimate portrait. I like the shirt. It's five skeletons, y'all. And it says dare to be yourself. And yourself's in rainbow. And all the skeletons are white skeletons on a black t-shirt. But then the one skeleton is a rainbow skeleton. And it's doing a dab.
Yeah, I feel like it was created about 10 years ago.
I like it.
That's okay. I like this shirt.
I like it too.
I like the way it fits me. That's all that matters.
Wow.
Anyway, y'all, I find her extremely hard to watch. And her in conjunction with Miss Mood is even harder.
I know.
I don't know where I'm going with this. But
Brother gives a good advice. So he says, I would suggest you think about what you want in your relationship with your wife, what you want your relationship with your wife to be like when you go to America.
Yeah.
You need to think about that, and you need to talk to her about that.
Yeah.
And Miss Mood's like, I think maybe he's right. We need to talk
honey,
about...
Honey, bunny!
He's like, we should not talk about... We should be able to have one conversation where we're not yelling at one another. You think?
That would be great.
That would be great.
It's so weird. I am fascinated by this couple, but I'm fascinated, but it also disgusted in a little second. Because it just triggers me so bad. There's something about her that needs this type of relationship.
Yeah.
This type of antagonistic. She thrives in it. She also hates it, but it's normal for her.
Yeah.
I guarantee you every other relationship was like this.
It was a great edit whenever the brother won the dominoes at the end. He was like, see, I told you I could be.
See, told you. It's always going to be this way.
Great job, editor.
Thunder thighs, Danielle, miserable bitch,
and big dick.
Boy, I gotta say, did I feel bad for this miserable bitch this time? Yeah, and I'm really worried she's getting a redemption edit as the season is going on.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about it. You know what? I would mind less that Nicole and Miss Mood were on the next season than this monster.
Yeah,
I would really hate that.
Because Sean or Johan, I was going to say showed his ass, but more like showed his dick.
Well, we were talking about this a little bit before when you screamed "Save it" at me.
I did. I yelled "Save it."
Y'all, anytime I just try to have one constructive thing about the show, I'm screamed and screamed at and silenced in the most kind of offensive way.
I just wanted you to have, you bring up really good salient points, and I want that to be heard for the first time on air.
Can we save this for the show instead of "Save it"? That's really what it's like. And every time it is, I am a little boy again, where my mother goes, "Tapered, hush." If you say one more comment about the Holocaust in front of your Aunt Jane. If you ask one more question about World War I and Archduke Ferdinand.
We don't talk about Hitler at Christmas.
It's seriously not far off. I don't know.
Next time I see your mother, I want to say, like, you know, Jake knows a lot about the Holocaust. Did he like that as a kid?
Oh,
and
Lord.
She'll just go off.
I just never thought he would stop talking about it. Because I needed to know, and I, you know why? Growing up in the South, I didn't understand anti-Semitism.
Did you know anyone Jewish?
As an 8-year-old child, I didn't know a Jewish person.
I didn't know anyone Jewish until I was 19 years old.
And when I did see, and I was so interested in learning about it, and my parents weren't anti-Semitic, but
no,
because they didn't know a lot of Jewish people either.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, and I couldn't put my finger on it. It just tells you, you have to be taught. You have to be carefully taught.
Yeah.
Racism, anti-Semitism has to be taught.
We both have become well acquainted with Jewish people now. Many, 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 many
I'm basically
times.
Jewish by injection.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah.
Everyone, whenever I applied for a temple job, everyone just assumed.
Just assumed.
But just for clarification, it was that I would ask questions like that because I didn't understand.
Yeah.
And I would. I thought my parents knew, and then I learned not to ask them anymore.
Yeah, just read the encyclopedia, Jaybird.
I just kept going back to books.
Yeah.
And books became my friends.
That's sad. That's sad. Let's talk about Danielle O'Neill. So she is cooking.
Do we have to?
It's so transparent. She's like, I'm going to cook a dinner and then just make my man so happy, and then he'll want to talk.
No, yeah. So she's like, they basically start talking, and Johan says, we've still got lots of problems to talk about. And he basically says, when he does say, you come before any of my friends, but your friends come before me. Now, that is an oversimplification of what I have to defend. I have to defend this miserable bitch. That's an oversimplification of what's happening. He doesn't seem to have, we have not seen her reject any of his friends.
Well, we haven't seen it. And also, he's saying friends, but what he means is male friends.
Or,
this wouldn't be happening with female friends.
No, I totally agree.
It wouldn't. She had female friends come to visit.
Yeah.
This season, and nothing was said.
And y'all, Danielle says, your friends are my friends. And I don't think that's helping either. But Johan basically says, I'll meet him and you can ask him all the questions. So y'all know that going into this, and it does happen this way. And as soon as he said, I'm going to ask him all the questions, I'm like, we're going to get a weaponized dinner. My favorite type of dinner, a weaponized one.
Yeah. Because, Johan is a child, and also he is in a very much in a culture of machismo, and it kind of, you know that he's immature, but really in this dinner you go, oh, he's fucking 12 years old.
And she's exactly right. He's trying to humiliate her to get power for himself, and it's hard to watch, and it feels abusive.
It made me wonder if he really loves her or if he just looks at her as a ticket.
Yeah.
Because he thought he was on 90 Day Fiancé.
That's true.
He doesn't know he's on the other way. So he still thinks he's going to move back to the United States.
So y'all, Taylan comes up, basically.
Hi, everybody. I'm Taylan.
Still a little stoned.
Yeah. Hi.
In pink pants and a pink shirt. And of course.
I thought he looked real cute.
Of course, Johan says, looks like a flamingo. Already kind of
making
questioning
like
masculinity.
Yeah. I thought it was real cute.
Although I think flamingos are quite virile in their own way. We were two penguins in Tampa.
We weren't penguins. We were flamingos.
I mean, that's what I mean. Did I say penguins?
You've got to get digged down. You're becoming me. What's happening?
It's true. Flamingos.
I don't know if anybody talks about the virility of flamingos.
They're very always a sexy bird to me.
Those were our favorite costumes.
That was my favorite costume, the whole tour, those penguin costumes.
What?
Flamingo costumes. Oh, God, I am becoming you. I'm gonna need an espresso. Get me out of this. So Johan orders a sex on the beach again, shot across the bow.
Yeah.
And And the irony, I've always thought of that as kind of a feminine drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
it's very sweet and fruity. And I think it was just provocative title, of course.
I think so, too.
And then there's just silence. And then he just basically, y'all, he only wants to know.
It's an interrogation, full stop.
He doesn't ask Talon about whether he basically says, you like it here? Like the island? And then going right into it, how long were you together?
It's none of, how are you? What are you doing in your life right now? It's none of this. It is just, and I got to say, Talon handled this like a pro.
I agree.
Because honestly, it was very, is it insulting to Danielle? Yes. But also, Danielle, if you start to feel bad about Danielle, remember how she acted in the butcher shop.
Yeah.
So I don't feel bad for her. I feel like yes, he's treating her like shit. And she's treated, I'm not saying that it makes it equal, but she's treated him like shit for most of the season.
This was a extremely negative episode for him.
It was, but Talon is the one really who's dealing with the shit of all this.
Y'all, he's like, stand up. How tall are you? I'm 6'5". I'm 6'7". What size shoe do you wear? I'm a 14.
I'm a 14.
Because do you know we know Danielle? And then, y'all, that's when subtext ends. She likes guys with big penises.
And you and you feel the editor just kind of go,
and then, y'all, even Danielle's like, okay, the kink's over now. The kink is over. You see Danielle going, I've lost control of this.
At first, she kind of laughs. But then she
it was very interesting.
And he literally says, so your dick is big? And Taylor's like, oh, when he asked how big my penis was, the fact that a man asks a man that, I mean, I've had, you know, like many, many women always ask, like all the time. And then these two gay guys that do a podcast, they beg me for pictures over and over. But for a straight man, that was a new one.
That was a new one, dude.
But it happened.
But Talon basically tells him, I have no interest in rekindling everything. And it's weird that he has to say that because it just tells you how little Johan trusts Danielle.
Yeah. I mean, and like, yeah, yes, very much. Very, very little Johan trusts her. And Danielle says, you know, this talking about someone's penis is not for public conversation.
Yeah. Not familiar. You know, straight men, you've got everything in the world.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about your dicks if I want to.
I can if you, yeah.
You don't, it's my you podcast don't have and the right to privacy about your dick if you're going to send it everywhere.
Not on this show.
You have everything. So, Danielle's crying.
I mean, it is sad to watch it because he is literally just fucking rubbing her nose and
shit. It's humiliating her.
Yeah.
And she even says, I don't think you trust me. And you want to humiliate me for power. She's 100% right.
That's
exactly because he feels like he doesn't have any power in the relationship. That's been a problem from the beginning. He hasn't communicated that to her.
He hasn't communicated. And she has been emasculating him this entire. Y'all remember, she told him, I'm the husband and.
No, you're my wife.
You're my wife. So don't say that things to your. To your husband that you know machismo is a point, and then get pissed off when he calls you on your shit and weaponizes it.
Yeah.
Honestly, Johan just played the same game Danielle's been playing.
And this is the result of what's happened.
It goes back to what I said. She thinks he's stupid. And when he starts to get smarter, she's going to have a problem with it.
I think we're also seeing how he deals with feeling powerless. It isn't emotional of asking to have equity. It is, I'm going to show you.
Yeah.
It is antagonistic.
And take anyone down.
Uh-huh. And because people have different responses to this. I'm pretty sure both of ours is similar to what he's is.
I mean, my main response is, you know, there's only one way to solve this. Talon, Johan, just send us both a picture of your dick and we will be the judges.
Or
we'll decide.
Or sword fight. For us.
Sword fight for us.
Play Tommy Sticks.
Yes. Send us a video. While you're at it, we might as well see who comes the most.
Yeah.
So just finish the job. And then just send it to us We'll judge.
Make sure Danielle's not there.
Oh, that'll ruin it.
Make sure she goes boom, chook, kaboom, chook, kaboom, and she just kind of waddles out of the frame.
Yeah.
With that big old ass.
Hey,
that's
how she got him. I wish I had a little bit of that ass.
I'm telling you,
I lost it all.
It is her. It's her best asset. That is asset.
Asset.
That's all I got.
Let's see. I think. Yeah, that's all I got.
That's the show.
That's the show. Oh man, y'all! I'm excited for part two because Jen and Rishi was, and we've got a lot of tea about Randy.
And I have a lot. I think we said a lot of it last week.
No, there's even more. Sissies have gone on the Patreon comments, like who was at her wedding. And all
oh,
this,
that yeah. yeah. It's interesting. I have complicated feelings about Rishi and that meeting.
I did too, actually. Yeah.
We're being so cagey. I don't want to save anything
it
now.
We're going to save it.
Because I'm afraid you're going to scream, save it at me.
Y'all, that's the show. Go to realitygaze.com.
It's an abusive relationship. Well, you scream at me.
That's fair on both sides. Go to realitygaze.com. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts. We appreciate that very, very much. Find us on the Twitter. Find us on Instagram, TikTok.
And the TikTok.
You know, the memes are
the
coming.
The TikTok talk.
Thank you all that are supporting us on Reality Gaze Plus. We appreciate you very, very much. And until next time, we call these people lonely hearts. Because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, poots?
Yes. And if you've ever asked someone their shoe size, demanded they stand up and basically say, she likes big penises.
Fair.
That's true.
I've asked a guy's shoe size before. Yeah.
Wow. You're worse of a dick pig than I thought. Call us. Jesus.